Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is April the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 19 to 22. Have we left everything and everyone to follow Jesus? We read in 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 19 to 21 like this. So he, that is Elijah, departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12th. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Please let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." And he said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" So Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant. The above passage is an interesting episode describing the exact events that took place when Elijah appointed Elisha to be his successor, according to the following word that he had heard from Jehovah earlier on Mount Horeb, that we read in 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 16. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel Meholah you shall anoint as prophet in your place. In order to obey God's directive, Elijah traveled north from Mount Horeb to a city called Abel Meholah in the Jordan Valley. There he found Elisha, a farmer, plowing in the field. The fact that Elisha was with the 12th pair of oxen meant that there were 12 pairs of oxen plowing his field simultaneously. He was probably plowing with one yoke at the very end, while his servants were with the other 11 yokes. Having these many oxen to plow his field indicates that Elisha came from a wealthy family and was well settled before receiving his prophetic call for ministry. It appears that Elijah threw his mantle on Elisha without saying a word, which was symbolic of the divine transference of prophetic authority. When Elijah's mantle fell upon him, Elisha immediately understood the symbolic action, recognized his call, and asked permission to make that call known to his family and friends by a farewell feast. Elijah's reply, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" indicates Elijah's approval that it was appropriate to say farewell to his family. Elisha's request to say goodbye to his parents sound dangerously like that of a would-be disciple whom Jesus pronounced unfit for the kingdom, that we read in Luke chapter 9 verses 61 and 62 like this. And another also said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house." But Jesus said to him, "No one having put his hand on the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." However, the difference is that in Elisha's case, it was a no-nonsense decision to sever ties immediately, whereas in the other case it was a delaying tactic and an excuse. In serving Elijah, much as Joshua had served under Moses, Elisha would learn that the secret to a successful ministry lies in having a servant's heart. Thus, Elisha did not mistake his prophetic summons, and his decision to follow after Elijah was final and decisive. Elisha used up his oxen and implements of his former livelihood to host a farewell celebration during which he burned his past behind him. The killing of the oxen and the burning of his tools was symbolic of putting behind him all previous ties. After a sumptuous feast, Elisha arose and followed Elijah and became his personal servant and a prophet in training. From this point on, he does not turn back. What we can learn from this incident is that just as Elisha makes a total commitment to his new prophetic calling by ending his old way of life, we have also been called by our Lord Jesus to follow him by making a total commitment. In order to do that, we need to sever all our old ties and make a brand new start as his child. As we read the words of Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17 like this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The call that Jesus had made to his disciples was a comprehensive claim. And in response, his disciples left everything and everyone in order to follow him. In the similar manner, Jesus expects us to leave everything and everyone that we hold dear and follow after him, just as Elisha followed after Elijah and the early disciples followed after Jesus. Today, this is the desire of Jesus concerning us, for this is what he has told us in Mark chapter 8, verses 34 to 36. Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? The question is, have we left everything and everyone in order to follow Jesus? Let us reiterate our commitment to follow Jesus by singing this song today that was penned by Sadhu Sundar Singh, a godly follower of Christ from India. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.